Now, ladies and gentlemen, for the real reason that we got together. It is time for the first annual Racine Government Executives Arm Wrestling Championship.
What will he do next? Glenn Klein, middays on your radio friend.
Ever wonder why autumn has an N at the end of it? It's because autumn N, or fall as some call it, is a great time to apply ESN Smart Nitrogen. Applying it in the autumn / fall can save you time in the spring when you have so many other important things to do. Buying ESN in the autumn N also helps you avoid potentially volatile spring nitrogen prices. ESN's polymer coating safeguards the N throughout the winter, so by springtime, it's ready to get your crops off to the best possible start. Its unique technology responds to the same factors that spur plant growth. ESN controls its release to match plant demand according to soil temperature. Your crops get all the nitrogen they need, when they need it, all season long. And its polymer coating helps reduce nitrogen loss from leaching, volatilization, and denitrification. Effective nitrogen? A given. Responsive nitrogen? Amazing. Ask your retailer or visit smartnitrogen.com.
Nelson's has it all for Halloween. Makeup, wigs, costumes, candy, decorations, window and gel clings, everything. All full Halloween costumes are half price. Fine Packers, Wisconsin and Bears merchandise, earrings, coffee cups, and lots of unique items. Other teams, too. Nelson's has lots of Cubs gear, napkins, plates, stickers, temporary tattoos, flags, and more. 7-Up products and 24-packs are just $6.99 with no limit. Nelson's Variety Stores open daily on Washington and Douglas Avenues in Racine.
Nelson's Variety Stores, your first stop.
Summer's over. Back to reality. Sports, lessons, and daily carpooling fill your schedule. Time is precious. Let Victory Lane Full Service Car Wash keep your vehicle spotless both inside and out. Drive clean with Victory Lane. Voted best of Racine 9 years running. VictoryLaneCarWash.com.
WRJN AccuWeather forecast. Today we'll have times of clouds and sunshine. The highest temperature 53. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, going down to 29 inland to 37 lakeside. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine, going up to 59, a little higher than today. And Sunday, mostly sunny and relatively delightful, high 66. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
It's 10 minutes after 1 o'clock on this October 21st, 2016. This is Glenn Klein for the Cabranes Law Hour. Welcome in. We've got a special program for you folks planned for this particular Friday. And before we give you the studio number, we're going to explain what's going on. But I want to give you the Cabranes Law Office number because, what's happening, Jack, at your office?
Right now, operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by for a free consultation at 262-638-0529. That is the Cabranes Law Office number. 262-638-0529. The number at the radio station is 634-WRJN. That's 634-9756. And you folks are going to want to get on the line this afternoon because we've got a special program, as I mentioned. And first of all, officially, good afternoon, Attorney Cabranes.
Good afternoon, Glenn. How are you?
I have no complaints, sir, but thank you for caring enough to ask. How are you?
I am just peachy.
You really are peachy.
You've
got
am.
A peachy complexion, and you look great. And how are you feeling?
Tired. I was up late last night watching hockey, and it's that time of year. So
how did your Los Angeles Kings do?
They won in overtime. They gave up a goal with a minute left to go in the game, and somehow they managed to get it back in overtime.
Dreaded Dallas Stars were the victims.
Well, you know, Dallas is not a bad team.
Yeah, but they are the former Minnesota North Stars, so we hate them.
Well,
They just up and pay. When they actually changed the name from the Minnesota North Stars to the Minnesota Stars, and then everybody up in the Twin Cities knew something was going on. And then they moved to Dallas. That was unfortunate.
Well, they could have called themselves the Star.
They should have called themselves the Texas Lone Stars.
Yeah.
That would have been acceptable to me. And change the colors, but no. They're still green and gold down there.
Yeah, well.
We have more important things to talk about this afternoon, don't we? Although you and I could talk hockey all day long.
We could, but nobody would want to listen to you talk about the Blackhawks.
Or the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Or the Tampa Bay Lightning. But
Please take this moment to introduce our special guest and what's up this afternoon on the Cabranes Law Hour.
Well, we have the distinct pleasure here today of having two people running for Racine County District Attorney. We have Deputy District Attorney Trish Hansen, and we have Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger, and both of them would like to be your next district attorney.
My own personal one?
Your own personal one. That's right.
I never had a personal district attorney.
Well, you know, and hopefully you never will. Because generally speaking, if you have business with the district attorney's office, you've got a problem.
That's a very good point, Attorney Cabranes, which you often make. Welcome, Attorney Binger. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Glenn?
I have no complaints, but thank you for caring enough to ask.
You're welcome.
And Attorney Hansen, how are you?
I'm doing just fine today, thanks. I'm tired from watching the Cubs last night.
Yeah, the Cubbies. Let's not even get into that. That's Tension City. But this isn't a sports program, folks. It's actually the Cabranes Law Hour, but it is the big discussion, the big debate between the two candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. We have Trish Hansen, who is the deputy DA right now in Racine County, and Tom Binger, who's the assistant DA in Kenosha County. And how do you want to run this, attorney/official Cabranes?
Well, I should have done this before we went on the air. Does anybody have a quarter?
Here, I've got this. I've got this. I got one or two behind my back, Attorney Binger. What is it?
Two.
It is a two.
Okay.
So what?
We'll have Attorney Binger. I thought it would be interesting to have the candidates ask each other questions. I think that that would get to the heart of the matter quickly and expeditiously.
I can't ask any questions.
You can ask.
I have to sit here with my mouth shut for an hour.
Well, no, I suspect that you
know that's not.
We know that's not going to happen.
And it happened once.
I
was sleeping.
I will control myself and try not to jump in myself, because nobody wants to hear from me today. I think that we have these two folks who want your vote, and you want to hear from them. So I will forgo the pleasure of speaking today. In favor of letting them speak to you. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have, we'll start with Attorney Binger. He'll ask a question to Attorney Hansen. She'll have a couple of minutes to respond. Mr. Binger will have a minute or so to respond. We'll take your phone calls, and if you want to get involved, you can call in, and you can certainly ask your questions. We'll take those after everybody's had their opportunity to ask the question, respond, and then a rebuttal.
And that number to call, we want to hear from you folks. Obviously, this is your vote. This is your district attorney. 634-WRJN is the number, 634-9756 for attorneys Hansen and Binger. Mr. Binger, yours is the first question, sir.
All right. Well, thank you. And I want to just say thank you to Jack for giving us this opportunity to be on his show. I know that this is a show where he tries to advertise his services and also provide advice to listeners. And so I'm very grateful that we have an opportunity to be here today and to talk about the issues and give the public and the voters a contrast between us in this election, because this is a rare opportunity for Racine County to have a contested race for district attorney and make a real decision here. So the first question I have for Ms. Hansen is with regard to the jail. We had a forum a couple weeks ago where the issue of incarceration and the jail came up, and at that forum, Ms. Hansen, you indicated that the jail was not overcrowded. And then the week after that, our sheriff, Christopher Schmeling, was quoted in the paper as calling it a crisis and talking about how the jail is understaffed. And so what I'm wondering is, with regard to this issue of the jail, is there anything that you would do if you're elected to reduce overcrowding in our jail?
Well, first of all, when I said the jail's not overcrowded, I mean the jail is not to its full capacity. The jail can take about 150 more people. The issue of staffing is a different matter. The sheriff has said that he needs more people to meet staffing levels in order to avoid overtime. We have not been at underneath a necessary staffing level at the jail ever. Right now they're filling in with deputies who come off the road, with people who are willing to work the overtime, and it's a budgetary issue in terms of the crisis. It's not a crisis in terms of what goes on in the jail. I think if you look at the numbers more specifically, you'll find that right now we have over 1,000 people on pretrial release. That's more than are sitting in the jail itself. In my opinion, what the DA can do in terms of recommendations is to recommend that serious violent offenders remain in jail, or people that are at risk to the community for other reasons, or potentially even at risk to themselves. But I think, as I'm sure you well know, that bond is not ultimately set by the district attorney's office. Bond is set by either a court commissioner or a judge. And we can make recommendations all day long, and those may not be honored. So we are certainly aware of what's going on in terms of the jail and the staffing levels. We do everything we can to provide alternatives. We have day reporting. We have alternatives to incarceration. We have programming that allows people to be out on bond in that pretrial screening that I mentioned earlier. And I think that the district attorney's office is a cooperative partner with all of the other agencies who are working to reduce that population.
I guess my response, when the question came up of overcrowding, I think everybody understood that that meant that there are too many prisoners for the conditions, including too many for the number of staff there. So I find your answer to be a little bit technical, a little bureaucratic as to what's going on there. There may be empty pods where we could put another 120 prisoners in there, but the fact of the matter is it is a crisis, and we have too many people in there for adequate coverage, for adequate services and things like that. This is going to be a theme here, I think, in terms of how we view the DA's office, because I don't see that as someone else's responsibility. I see that as something the DA's office can be a very strong factor in and a strong player in that situation. So the DA's office has a role to play there. And I think ultimately what I want to do, if I'm elected, is look at ways that we can better evaluate people who are, especially on a pretrial basis, are put in jail, pending bond, pretrial incarceration, and see what we can do to reduce those numbers. I also think that we've got some issues with basically charging the wrong people with the wrong crimes here in Racine County, and we need to look at the way we do things here. You know, one of the issues that we've talked about before is marijuana users. We've got a lot of folks that are being prosecuted for marijuana possession here in Racine as a criminal offense, when in fact that should be handled as an ordinance pursuant to Racine City ordinances. So I think there are things the DA's office can do better.
He is Assistant DA from Kenosha County, Thomas Binger. He's the Democrat. He is running for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. We also have Trish Hansen, who is the Deputy District Attorney from Racine County. We're taking your calls on the Cabranes Law Hour for the candidates for Racine County District Attorney. The number to call is 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Attorney Hansen, it is your question.
Thank you. Attorney Binger, you have run your campaign under the guise of integrity, but yet you have continuously lied about facts repeatedly, even when confronted with the accurate and correct information. For example, as recently as a day ago, you continue to represent that I have done no trials in the last 2 years, that Racine County doesn't have a Vivitrol program. You've misrepresented things told to you by leadership in Racine County, and they've come to me and said, why is he saying that? I never told him that. So you continuously put out this information and really denigrate those of us working hard here in Racine County to help our citizens. Why should we believe that integrity is in fact a proper moniker for you when you continuously put false information out?
Well, that's absolutely false what you're saying. Everything you've just said is basically not true. With regard to your trial experience, you know, you've had a number of opportunities to respond to what I've said. And here's what I've said about you. And this is true, that you have not done a jury trial in the last 2 years. And your response, and I've contrasted that with my record. And this is the point I'm trying to make to folks, is that over the last 2 years as a prosecutor, I have won 13 jury trials. And I've put away murderers, child molesters, and rapists. In that same period of time, you haven't even done a single jury trial. And that is true. You have responded to that by saying you've done trials during that period of time. Well, I'm not talking about trials. I'm talking about jury trials. You know, when people watch Law and Order, they don't watch those people argue motion hearings or argue bench trials or do juvenile cases. They do adult jury trials. And you've been very careful, and every time you've responded to this, and I've listened carefully, I've waited for you to confront me on this, and every time you've talked about it, you've said you've done trials in the last 2 years. You haven't said jury, and you haven't said you've won them. So I don't even know, you've lost them all, for all I know. So that's the information I've got on that, and if you've got information to contradict it, you've had plenty of opportunities to do so, including at the forum, and you didn't. Now, as far as the Vivitrol program is concerned, what you're talking about is giving users here in Racine County the opportunity to go somewhere and ask for Vivitrol. Well, that's not working. We can't do it that way. People who are addicted to heroin and opiates need a strong carrot, a strong incentive to go through the treatment program. Vivitrol is a wonderful drug that has a lot of effectiveness in reducing people's dependency to heroin and opiates. The program I'm going to introduce if I'm elected is something that's never been tried in Racine County, and that is giving people in that situation an opportunity to completely avoid criminal charges if they go on Vivitrol and remain clean for a 12 to 18 month period of time. That's the huge carrot at the end that they can have, and there's nothing like that here in Racine County. So I'm going to introduce something new. I think it's going to be very successful here, and I think that that's what people want, is they want change here. They want new leadership, and they want new ideas, and that's exactly what I'm offering them.
Well, you're absolutely wrong, and perhaps my vernacular was wrong, and I should have spoke more clearly. And you, of all people who claim to represent children in adoptions and TPRs, should know that you can't look on the Circuit Court Access website and see what I've been up to for the last 2 years, because that's where I work. I've done two jury trials on TPRs. I've done a CHIPS jury trial, and I have with me a list of 35 felony jury trials that I've done, not in the last 2 years, but in my career. I've done well over 100 jury trials, if you want to count misdemeanors and other CHIPS and TPR cases, not in the last 2 years. And the last two felony cases I tried were in the last 2 years, more specifically State versus Manuel Garcia, which was the homicide of a two-year-old, and State versus Aaron Stevens, which was a drive-by shooting on Marquette Street. So if I've not made myself clear in the past, be very clear that I have extensive trial experience well beyond your last 2 years. And frankly, in 20 years, I've lost 5 trials, 2 of them misdemeanors. So there is not a record of losing, and I have extensive trial experience. And if someone who was involved in the Racine legal community and knew what was happening, or had even bothered to ask, you would know from my colleagues at the defense bar that that is absolutely what my reputation is in this community. As for Vivitrol, your plan to put people on deferred prosecution agreements is absolutely not workable, because there is no mechanism by which to monitor those folks here in Racine County. There's no one who's going to watch them to make sure they come and take their Vivitrol shot, other than the 18 lawyers at the district attorney's office. And I will frankly tell you straight out, we don't have the resources to do that right now. We don't have enough attorneys to cover court calendars every day. This is not Kenosha, and this is not Milwaukee. We have a tremendous caseload here, and we're short 8 lawyers, according to the Legislative Audit Bureau. And we do the best we can to handle the cases in the courtroom that we have to. There will be no one to monitor people on Vivitrol, and we certainly are not doing anyone who's opiate addicted a service if we are not providing the monitoring and treatment that they absolutely need and making sure they show up when they're supposed to. So your Vivitrol plan might be a good one in Kenosha, and I understand that they had a grant or money appropriated to that, $350,000. Well, That hasn't come our way here. And so this is just another pie in the sky idea of something you would like to attempt that you really don't have any knowledge on how to even begin here in Racine County.
She's Tricia Hansen. She is the Deputy District Attorney in Racine. That is Attorney John Cabranes' phone going off on the Cabranes Law Hour.
That's actually the timer.
That's the timer
is
going.
Is that a new client calling?
Well, it is a phone of sorts. You can call the Cabranes Law Office right now. There are people, in fact, operators standing by to take your calls for your free consultation at the Cabranes Law Office at 662-638-0529. Again, 662-638-0529. That's the number for the Cabranes Law Office. The number at the radio station here is 634-WRJN. We're taking your calls for the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office, 634-9756. And Attorney Tom Binger, who is the assistant DA in Kenosha County, he is running as a Democrat. Trish Hansen is the Republican. Attorney Binger, it is your question, sir.
Sure. I just want to respond very briefly to what we were just talking about, though. The grant is from the Centers for Disease Control, and Racine should be applying for it. But again, a lot of the things you're saying are just, we can't do it. We need new leadership. We need new ideas. The bureaucratic approach isn't going to work here. The next question I have, though, goes to your role as Deputy District Attorney, because you've been in that role for 4 years now. A couple of years ago, as we all know, our elected District Attorney, Rich Chepeta, drove drunk, crashed his car, ran from the scene, then lied to police about it. Lying to police is a misdemeanor. It's called obstructing an officer. It's a nine-month you can go to jail for 9 months and be fined up to $10,000. I'm sure you've charged many people in your career with committing that offense. So have I. We take it very seriously. Now, in Rich Chepeta's case, you had a conflict of interest. Everybody in your office did. No one in that office could review charges against him because you work with him. So your job in that situation as Deputy DA was to bring in a special prosecutor, somebody from outside our county, to review whether or not he should be charged, just like every other citizen. But you didn't do that. That was your one chance in the last 4 years to actually act like the district attorney, and you dropped the ball. Why didn't you bring in a special prosecutor to review charges against your boss?
Well, Mr. Binger, I'm sure you well know that charges don't initiate themselves from the district attorney's office. They have to be referred to us from a police agency. The Racine Police Department referred that matter to the city attorney's office because of our obvious conflict. They could have referred that matter to the attorney general's office, and they did not. I can't speak for City Attorney Letney as to what his decision-making process was. I know that they were not interested in having us review any part of that case for obvious reasons. So I can't speak to what someone else's decision-making was in terms of those charges.
See, every answer is it's someone else's responsibility and it's someone else's fault. And I can't do it because I don't have the money, or I can't do it because we don't have the grant, or we can't do it because we don't have the personnel to do it. You've been in the bureaucracy for all of your career, and you're trapped in that. And I understand from your point of view, bureaucratically, you know, there's funding and there's money, and you know, you got to order supplies for the office and do payroll and stuff like that. But we need new vision in this office. You know, last week I was at a Visioning Greater Racine event where there were 75 people gathered around dreaming up ideas for how to make Racine a better place. And there are hundreds of people that have been participating in this. And it's an incredible opportunity for us to look at Racine and see what we can do to make this a better place. And they're not letting, you know, the lack of funding or lack of staff slow them down. But in this particular situation here, you had the opportunity to step in there and say, you know what, to preserve the appearance of impropriety, I'm going to have a special prosecutor from outside of Racine take a look at this. And he should have been treated just like everybody else. But the appearance is of favoritism. The appearance is of you covering up for him when he's in a position of potentially breaking the law. Now, I don't know whether a special prosecutor would have decided to charge him or not. I can't speak for that. But to preserve the appearance of integrity, of professionalism, of impropriety, I think that was your decision to make as the number two in that office, and you didn't. And I think that's something the voters should consider.
He is Attorney Thomas Binger. He is running as a Democrat for the Racine County District Attorney Office. Tricia Hansen is the Republican running for that same office. This is the Cabranes Law Hour. We're going to take a break because we've got the great Tom Carco standing by in the news center with a news update. Then when we come back, it will be Attorney Hansen's question for Mr. Binger. And we'll take your calls, too. It's 634-WRJN is the number, 634-9756. It is Friday. It is 1:30. We would love to hear from you guys. I know that it might be a little bit imposing or a little bit intimidating because the attorneys are impressive, that's for sure. But feel free to give us a call, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. And the Cabranes Law Office number to call for your free consultation is 262-638-0529. That is 638-0529. We will be back momentarily.
Real Racine invites you to take a fall drive on the scenic back roads of Racine County. You'll see
23, partly cloudy and cold tonight, going down to 29 inland to 37 lakeside. Tomorrow, times of clouds and sunshine, going up to 59, a little higher than today. And Sunday, mostly sunny and relatively delightful, high 66. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, AM 1400 WRJN.
Time now on WRJN for a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Attorney Cabranes is here to talk about and answer legal questions. For 20 years, Cabranes Law Office in Racine has specialized in traffic law, including OWIs, immigration, family law, and criminal defense issues. And now John Cabranes is here on WRJN to talk with you, our listeners. In a few moments, we'll be giving you the number if you'd like to call in.
The Cabranes Law Hour is brought to you by the Cabranes Law Offices, LLC. No attorney-client relationship is being created. This show is intended to provide legal information and not legal advice. The attorneys have neither the time or the information during the show to fully review your particular legal issue. Be aware that in some cases, time limits may apply in the prosecution of your case, and you should seek legal assistance as soon as possible. Cabranes Law Offices LLC makes no representation that the information provided today has specific application to your particular issue. It's a special edition of the Cabranes Law Office. We have the attorneys that are running for the district attorney spot in Racine County. We have Trish Hansen, the Republican, Thomas Binger, the Democrat. The next question is for Attorney Hansen, but we do have a caller. Is that okay with you guys? We take our caller first?
Sure.
Sure.
Caller, you are on the air with the candidates for the Racine County District's Attorney's Office. Good afternoon.
Hi. So I was listening and I heard Attorney Binger ask questions about Attorney Hansen not trying any cases. And Attorney Binger keeps talking about the cases he's tried in the last 2 years. And I'm curious, how many cases did you try in the 9 years before that when you were practicing in civil law?
Thank you for the question.
Sure. And to give you a little bit of my background, from 1999 to 2005, I was a prosecutor up in Milwaukee County, handling felonies, misdemeanors, child welfare cases. During that time, I did probably about 75 jury trials. Of all sorts. Most of them were child welfare cases. That was actually my specialty back then. I was doing termination of parental rights cases where we take children who have been abused and neglected and they're in foster care. Maybe they're in a family placement or in a foster home with non-relatives. But they're in limbo. They are awaiting some sort of permanency, whether it's being returned back to their biological home or being adopted. And so what I did during that period of time, we were handling hundreds of those a year, and I did a lot of jury trials with those.
About how many do you think?
Probably about 50 of my trials were TPR cases, and then probably 25 to 30 were regular criminal cases back then. One of my termination of parental rights cases, I was fortunate enough to take all the way to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, handled the oral argument in front of the Supreme Court, and they unanimously affirmed the decision and agreed with me on that.
By a way of equal time, Attorney Hansen, how many jury trials have you done in the 9 years previous to the last two?
I don't know about the 9 years, but I can tell you the 21 that I've worked at the DA's office because I don't have it broken down that way. I've done 35 felony trials. I've done hundreds of misdemeanor trials, well, over 100. I guess hundreds is an exaggeration. And I've done dozens of CHIPS and TPR cases as well.
Glenn, I hadn't actually gotten to the 9 year period. What the caller is referring to is in 2005, I came down here to Racine and practiced business litigation for a firm here in town that represents a lot of the most respected employers here in Racine County. And I did it to move to this area and raise our family here. During that period of time, I only did a couple jury trials because you don't do many jury trials in business law. I did a jury trial in federal court. I did a couple in state court around the area here. But that was one of the frustrating aspects of that was I didn't get the ability to go to court as often. And so I took a substantial pay cut to come back to prosecution in Kenosha because I wanted to get back in court. I wanted to do trials, and I wanted to make this area better, safer area. So that was what led to that decision.
Really appreciate your call, caller. And now the phone line is available to you if you want to talk to the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. They are Thomas Binger, the Democrat, Tricia Hansen, the Republican. And the next question is to Attorney Hansen.
I just want to add one response, though, Glenn. I'm not shying away from being open to starting new programs. I've been starting new programs for years, and I will continue to do so. And there's no reason for me to look at a new Vivitrol program because Racine County was way ahead of Kenosha, and we've had it for 3 to 4 years already. And there is not a citizen in this county who can't get a Vivitrol shot who needs
but
one.
But do you have a question for Attorney Bringer?
I do. Well, you're going to question the integrity of my boss. You took a job from Mr. Zaff, who you have touted as your supporter, who is probably one of two district attorneys in the entire state of Wisconsin who has four separate reprimands from the Supreme Court, most recently in 2015, for hiding evidence in a homicide case. How does he have more integrity, and why would you want to work for him under those circumstances?
You're wrong completely. What you're referring to in 2015 was a case in which a Kenosha police officer hid evidence at a murder scene and was prosecuted for it and convicted of a felony. District Attorney Zaff disclosed that to the defense attorneys, disclosed it to the court, and in no way approved of that behavior. There was no Supreme Court or any other reprimand for anything with related to that. So your facts are wrong. You just don't know what was going on in that case. You made this reference at our forum a couple weeks ago that District Attorney Zaff was reprimanded, and I know exactly what you're talking about because back in 1985, when I was in eighth grade, District Attorney Zaff, who at that time was the DA in Kenosha, apparently had something that he did improperly. I really don't know anything about it. As I said, I was in eighth grade. I refuse to be held responsible for anything that happened back then. But I can tell you that in the 2 years that I've been proud to work for District Attorney Bob Zaff, who is the longest serving district attorney in Kenosha County, that he has been completely ethical, above board, an honorable man. He's retiring at the end of this year. His deputy, Mike Gravely, who's the deputy DA of the year, the prosecutor of the year, is taking over, and I'm proud to work with both of those gentlemen. So, you know, you want to make this comparison between Rich Schepeda and Bob Zaff. There's really no comparison there. You've got Rich Schepeda with his legal issues. But really, this comes down to you and me. And as I said earlier, I think there's a real question as to your failure to act as deputy DA with regard to your boss when he lied to police. And I think that that's on you. I have nothing in my record that would suggest any lapses of integrity or ethics or anything like that. I'm very proud of my record. It has been consistently excellent for 20 years in civil and in criminal.
Attorney Hansen, your response?
Well, first of all, again, he's just absolutely outright misleading you. You can look it up for yourself. The Supreme Court publicly reprimanded Mr. Zaff for not turning this evidence over in a timely fashion in 2015. And he had two private reprimands in 1985 that then became public as a part of the 2015 incident. His own deputy district attorney in 2005 refused to work for him because she called him the most unethical attorney I have ever worked for. And she quit the office. And the other thing is, I absolutely upheld my duty in the case that involved Mr. Schepeda here in Racine County because the decision was made for me to not even seek a special prosecutor, because should I have done that, I would have had to choose a county to send it to. Again, the appearance of impropriety. That decision was left to the city attorney's office, who is completely separate from our office. They chose to hire a special prosecutor in another case where they hired Mr. Binger. They had the ability to do that. They chose not to. I can't speak to that.
Thank you very much. That's Trish Hansen. She is running for the Racine County District Attorney's Office as a Republican. Thomas Binger is running for the same office as a Democrat. This is the Cabranes Law Hour, sponsored by the Cabranes Law Office. Right now, you can call the Cabranes Law Office. There are operators standing by to make your appointment for your free consultation at 262-638-0529. The Cabranes Law Office is 262-638-0529. WRJN is 634-WRJN, ironically, 634-9756. We're taking your calls for the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Caller, you are on the air with the candidates. Good afternoon. Hello?
I don't think we have a caller.
Going? Going? Gone. Now that phone number is available to you if you want to ask the candidates a question, 634-WRJN, 634-9756. Attorney Binger, it is your question, sir.
Sure. I want to talk about your violation of the Hatch Act in your campaign, because there were articles written in the paper about it. And just for those who are listening, you used photographs of law enforcement personnel in your campaign, and you were told by the city of Racine, a city attorney, by Mount Pleasant, and by Caledonia to take them all down. Because they get federal funding and they can't be involved in this campaign, and by you putting them in the middle of this campaign, you jeopardize that funding and jeopardize their jobs. You omitted one of those pictures on your Instagram site. You've since taken it down. But when this was all brought to everyone's attention, your response was not exactly apologetic. You didn't really accept responsibility for it, and you really shifted a lot of blame onto Kelly Gallagher, who was the one who brought it to your attention in the first place, and then filed complaints against you. What I want to know is, as a prosecutor, we get complaints about wrongdoing all the time. Somebody accuses somebody else of violating the law. Do you think it sets a bad example as a prosecutor to blame the reporter who brings it to the attention of law enforcement rather than focus on the person who actually did something wrong in the first place?
Okay, so let's talk about the Hatch Act. First of all, I didn't break a law in violating the Hatch Act. I published a picture that the Journal Times had published. What I learned is that I can't publish that and consider that an endorsement. I could have published the picture all day long because it happened. It was an event that took place. What I did was I said that these officers stand behind me. That was the violation, not the photograph itself. When I became aware of the problem, I immediately took them down. That was in July of 2016. Following that, I had a conversation with Ms. Gallagher, who, by the way, is working tirelessly for Mr. Binger in lockstep. I asked her, if you please ever see something like that again, just let me know, because I want to fix it. I want to just take care of this problem. She didn't do that. She filed a federal complaint with the U.S. Office of Special Prosecution, basically to use this as a cheap campaign attempt, in my opinion. Now, I contacted every one of those officers. I spoke with them directly. I let them know that this was inadvertent, and that had she allowed me the courtesy of a phone call, of a message, I would have immediately fixed that problem. But what she and Mr. Binger decided to do was file this act. Now, in the very first day that this story ran in the Journal Times, I absolutely apologized. If you read the article, that's all I did. But on day two, yes, I did get my ire up a little bit. And what I've now learned since then is that when you look at the case law, because that's what lawyers do, and you see what the penalties have been for Hatch Act violations, it's kind of like jaywalking when you remedy the situation. No one's lost their funding. No one's lost their job. You can even just be reprimanded. And that's still an investigation that's ongoing. But what we have here is someone who has zero support from law enforcement in this county, using this as a cheap campaign tactic to attack not only me, but but law enforcement.
We do have a caller, Attorney Binger, but you have an opportunity to respond.
Sure. We don't get to pick which laws are important and which ones are not. So your characterization of it as just a minor technical thing is troubling because prosecutors don't pick which laws we enforce and which ones we don't, or which ones we follow and which ones we don't. You're making this an issue about your failure to take these things down, but you should have known in the first place. You've run for multiple offices before. You've run for, what, Muni Court a couple of times. You've run for school board. You've run for county judge. So you're very experienced in running for office on many occasions. You should know the electoral laws that apply to you, and you violated them in the first place. And that's the real issue here. And so you trying to flip it on to somebody else, you know, you left a picture on Instagram on your account, and if you look at that picture, and we've got a screen cap of it, you'll see Kelly Gallagher sent you a message a week before any of this came to light saying, you need to take this down. And you didn't. So she gave you an opportunity to do that. You didn't. And it's really all on you. It's not on anybody else. And again, that sends a dangerous message because we have people violating the laws all the time who want to blame everybody else. You know, they come to court and they blame the system. They blame the judge. They blame the DA. They blame the police instead of just owning up to it and saying, you know what, this is entirely on me.
It's Trish Hansen's question next, and you'll have a chance to comment as well, Attorney Hansen. But we do have a caller on the line. We're talking with Tom Binger. He's the Democrat running for the Racine County District Attorney's Office, as well as Trisha Hansen, the Republican running for the same office. And caller, you are on the air with the candidates. Good afternoon. Really?
Do you have to hit that button over there? No.
That is very strange.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be there. Well, let's see here. See, it's working.
Okay.
But they dropped off. Hmm. You guys are very long-winded, which, you know, I mean, it comes with the territory. I understand. All right. But that gives us an opportunity. Ms. Hansen, it is your question, but you also have the opportunity to make a comment as well as part of your question.
Okay. First of all, is this the approach for these kind of technical violations that Mr. Binger wants to take, then he has no place being the district attorney. Charging decisions have to be made for serious cases, not issues of this minor matter. And second of all, he has just lied to everyone again. I have never run for the school board. I ran for municipal judge once, and I ran for circuit court once. So again, four to five is another lie.
You've got extra time there. So we got the caller back, and you'll get to ask your question, and we're having a good time here on the Cabranes Law Hour. It's sponsored by the Cabranes Law Office, which you can call for your free consultation appointment at 638-0529. Caller, you are on the air with the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm curious, the office that Mr. Binger worked for in Racine, are any of those attorneys endorsing him for this run?
Well, actually, I work down in Kenosha, and yes, they all are, and they're all behind me. The district attorney down there, Bob Zaff, has publicly endorsed me. There's a video on my Facebook page that you can see where he speaks very highly of me. We've had people in our office write letters on my behalf, and they're all 100% supportive of me. So it's been very heartwarming to have prosecutors, not only from Kenosha, but I've also got the support of Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm and many other attorneys here in Racine that are behind me as well.
We've got another caller before we get to Trish Hansen's questions for Tom Binger. Caller, you are on the air with the candidates for the Racine County District Attorney's Office. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I was calling to hear from both candidates on their viewpoints of how to handle victims who have to be involved in the criminal justice system and what their plans are to help them.
Thank you very much for your call. Attorney Hansen, why don't you go first?
My policy has always been to involve victims in cases from the very earliest point that we can. Our victim witness office makes contact with victims within 24 hours of us receiving paperwork. We reach out to them. We give them an opportunity to come and speak to prosecutors. When I have a felony case that involves a victim, we always subpoena that person in so that we can have an opportunity to speak with them, understand what they want to see happen in the case, understand the process of what's going from this point forward. Our victim witness office here in Racine County is outstanding. We have a very close relationship with them because they are a part of the district attorney's office. We all work very well together, and my goal has always been to see that victims not only understand and are involved in the process, but get to be heard.
Attorney Binger.
Well, my experience is a little bit different than Ms. Hansen's because most of my cases have victims. I don't do primarily drug cases or primarily child cases like she does. So most of my cases have victims, DV cases, sexual assaults, homicides, family members of homicide victims, of course. So I've had to deal with a multitude of victims, and I've wanted to make it a priority, if I'm elected Racine District Attorney, to make the connection between the attorneys in the DA's office in Racine closer to those who do the staff that do the victim witness work. I've spoken to folks who've worked with the victim witness staff in Racine, and what they tell me is that they would like to see more involvement from the assistant district attorneys directly in what they're doing. As I understand it, the DAs are up on the ninth floor of the courthouse. The victim witness folks are down on the second floor. You know, in Kenosha, we're right around the hall, right around the corner from one another. And I routinely go to their offices. I sit down with them. We make a phone call to the victims. And there needs to be that one-on-one interaction. So I want to make that a priority. But the bottom line is that as district attorneys, we have an obligation to make sure that our community is safe and that victims are safe. And that will be a top priority of mine because that's our community, that's our constituency. And we want to make sure that they're taken care of. We want to make sure they have a place and a voice in this process. We want to make sure that they're involved all the way throughout. And ultimately, we want to encourage them to report crimes that are happening to them and not make them feel like they don't have a place in the system or that their voices aren't going to be heard.
Well, the candidates for the district attorney office in Racine County are lighting up the switchboard. We're going to take one more call. This is our last call, and then it will be Attorney Hansen question, and then we will be OVA. Caller, thank you for calling. You are on the air with the candidates. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi. I guess I'm a little confused. I have a question for, actually, Attorney Binger. I've been listening to this, and on one side he is saying that we can't pick and choose the laws that we enforce, yet in another breath he's stating that he doesn't think we should enforce marijuana laws. And so isn't that doing exactly what he said we can't do?
Thank you very much for the call, Attorney Binger.
No, what I'm talking about with regard to marijuana is we have an issue here in Racine where we have a lot of folks, especially people of color, who are prosecuted for possession of low-level amounts of marijuana. And in the city of Racine, there is an ordinance, 66-261, which says that if you are caught with less than 25 grams of marijuana, which is basically for personal use, that should be treated as an ordinance violation, which means you get a ticket, kind of like a speeding ticket or a parking ticket, but not it's not treated as a criminal offense. And that, I think, is the policy direction that the city of Racine has chosen, and their police department should follow that. Unfortunately, they don't. And so what they're doing is they're sending cases over to the DA's office for charging, and the DA's office is going forward with those. And what I want to do is I want to send a message to the police department that you need to follow your own ordinance for first offense possession of THC, because that's the policy decision that the city has made here. So it's not that I don't believe in enforcing the laws. It's just a question of how to best handle those cases. And that's, I think, the best way to do it. And ultimately, I think that's going to make the community safer. And it's going to reduce some of the tension we have in terms of the disparity in how people are treated in our system, because there's a huge voice out there of people who are frustrated with the way the system is discriminating against them.
He's Attorney Thomas Binger. He's a Democrat running for the Racine County District Attorney Office. Trish Hansen is the Republican running for the exact same office. And Trish has graciously given up her last question for our next caller. Caller, you are on the air with the candidates. Good afternoon.
Thank you. I called earlier, and I guess Attorney Binger didn't understand my question. My question was, the firm that he worked for in Racine, are any of those attorneys endorsing him?
Yes, they are.
Which one? Because it's just one. Let's be clear about it. Of all the attorneys at the office, there is just one.
No, that's not correct, but thanks.
Go ahead and name them then.
Jeff Malinsky, Mike Bannon, Greg Riedel, Kathy Bach are all supporting me.
I actually know that's completely false.
No. You didn't work with them, so you wouldn't know that. But,
no, but I've talked to them since then, and I've actually talked to the last client that you represented there who had just about nothing good to say about you.
You know, it just keeps getting lower and lower, doesn't it? But, you know, I'm going to take the high road. I'm going to continue to talk about my ideas for how we can make this community better, and I'm not going to blame it on and make excuses for why we can't do anything. You know, bureaucrats do that, but we've got some real problems out here. And you know what? I guess I kind of come back to that poker saying, you know, when you sit down at the poker table and you look around the table and you can't see the sucker, maybe the sucker is you. If you can't see the problem, maybe it's because you're the problem.
Unfortunately, Mr. Binger can't even see what the problem is. He's lived here 10 years. He's never been involved in this community. He doesn't know where to even begin to start to solve these problems, but I do.
Well, I've been involved in the community for this entire time, significantly with major employers, major community events, and whatnot. So
I want to thank you both for being here today. our time is rapidly coming to an end, but I have a question, and I want each of you to answer it. And the question is, it comes down to a really basic question. Tom, you're running as a Democrat. Trish, you're running as a Republican. Why should we care whether there's a Democrat or a Republican as a district attorney? Who cares?
Well, it was set up that way. I didn't get to choose that. But I can tell you that I think that there are some philosophical differences between Democrats and Republicans that do come into play here. Traditionally, Democrats have been more receptive to alternatives to diversion, more receptive to concerns of especially the minority population. We see on a national level a tremendous difference in the way Republicans and Democrats view the issue of immigration. And we have a lot of undocumented workers here in Racine County, and I think that we need a different approach to how those are handled. So, you know, I don't know that it technically affects the way we do our job on a daily basis, but I think it does affect some of the agenda items and some of the things we want to work on. Absolutely.
I agree. I don't know why the Constitution makes this partisan, but I can tell you that I will not treat anyone differently, whether they are illegal or not, when they are prosecuted here in Racine County. I'm going to treat everybody fairly. And if you commit a crime and you're undocumented, you're going to be treated the same as someone who lives here and has their citizenship. I think the big difference is that while we are out trying to, I am out trying to find alternatives, working with the community, making sure we are in partnership, Mr. Binger would have government run that, and I think we can do a better job by involving the entire community and not just handing it down from the mount.
She's Trisha Hansen. She is the Republican running for the district attorney office in Racine County. Thomas Binger is the Democrat running for the same office. Attorney John Cabranes is your advocate, and you can call the Cabranes Law Office right now at 262-638-0529. That is for a free consultation, 262-638-0529. And Jack, you really did the community a service this afternoon.
Yes,
and
thank you, Jack. I appreciate it.
You made the decision to give of your time, and it was certainly illuminating, that's for sure.
Well, thank you. You know, these elections for, you know, the lower rung of political office, important positions, and usually what winds up happening is people vote for stealth candidates because nobody knows really where anybody stands. And so I have an opportunity to let the community know where Trish stands and where Tom stands. And they've had an opportunity now over the last 3 months. Each of them has come in now 3 times and has had an opportunity to talk to the community. And it's my great pleasure to have you here. And no matter who wins in November, I think we're going to have an excellent district attorney at the helm. I've made my preference clear already, but we'll leave it at that. And you know, I wish you both good luck, and you know, thank you for coming in and doing this.
And personally, and on behalf of WRJN, thank you so much for coming in. It was really fantastic. You guys are great.
All right. Thank you.
This has been a sponsored conversation with Attorney John Cabranes of the Cabranes Law Office in Racine. Get your questions ready and tune in again next Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock for your chance to call in right here on your radio friend, WRJN.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
Web under attack.